This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. The Illinois Housing Development Authority has been recognized by U.S. Bank as one of the nation's top housing finance agencies for its leadership in expanding home ownership opportunities. The honor was presented during the IHDA board meeting and highlights the agency's support of more than 5,000 Illinois households who purchased homes last year, nearly 90% of them first-time buyers. IHDA partners with over 160 lenders statewide to connect home buyers with affordable mortgages and down payment assistance, including the new Access Home Initiative, which offers up to $15,000 for down payment or closing costs. After loans close, U.S. Bank services them to ensure ongoing support for homeowners. U.S. Bank annually recognizes housing finance agencies across the country for excellence in advancing home ownership. This year's distinction reflects IHDA's continued impact in helping families access affordable housing and strengthen communities statewide. Illinois State University's police chief says the department decided not to issue a campus alert early yesterday morning because of confusion about what happened. Police Chief Aaron Woodruff says it took time to verify where the shooting had occurred.
We were getting some conflicting information where it was and stuff, and so by the time they sorted out the location and the information of what had occurred, that imminency had kind of passed.
Six people were hospitalized in the shooting. Their injuries were not considered life-threatening. ISU police have issued campus alerts for off-campus incidents in the past. Woodruff says they are determined on a case-by-case basis. Police have not made any arrests. Teresa Claiborne, the first Black woman to serve as a pilot in the United States Air Force, will discuss her groundbreaking military career during a discussion on Thursday, March 26th at 6 p.m., in the SIU Student Center Ballroom B. The conversation with John Shaw, director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute, is free and open to the public. A reception is set for 5 p.m. in the Student Center's John W. Corker Lounge. Pre-registration is not required but encouraged. You can learn more at WSIU.org.